Chapter 10. A Nightmare Speaks the Truth.
Late that night,
the gazelle! Watch out! The lion's going to kill it!
Hello?
John, is that you? Sorry to wake you up, but you know that dream? The one with the gazelle being killed by the lion? I've just had it again. And that heart-shaped birthmark.
Okay, Susie, calm down. I told you that your past would come back sooner or later. Try to relax now. Take one of the pills I gave you and come to my surgery tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you. I feel so bad. And this time it's going to be even worse.
Do you want me to come round to your place?
No, I'm okay. Don't worry. I'll go for a walk along the shore. That'll help me. Diggy, come here.
Hello?
Ah! Who are you?
It's me, Samuel. I came to your house yesterday morning with the girl who hurt her ankle, remember?
Oh, yes, Samuel. For a moment I thought you were a ghost. What are you doing here?
I couldn't sleep, so I decided to go for a walk.
How funny. I couldn't sleep either. Look at Diggy. He isn't always so friendly with strangers. Yesterday you said you were from South Africa. Where exactly?
Natal. Durban, to be precise.
Ah, Durban. I see. Do your parents live there?
Yes, they do. Well, they're not my real parents, actually. I was adopted when I was a baby. My parents died in a car crash, and I didn't have any relatives.
What is he doing here with that woman?
Hey, Susan, what's the matter?
Nothing. Don't worry, I'm all right. I've got to go now. Bye.